The Oscar nominees are just out. So which movies made the cut? Which ones have the best shot at winning? What movies do you have to run and rant or go see at the theater right now before the Oscars themselves? Joining us live, our WTOP Entertainment Editor, Jason Fraley.
Lots of running and ranting.
Yes. Yes, we love this time of year. So tell us about Best Picture. What are the nominees? The envelope, please.
Well, so you remember a couple years ago, they upped it so that you could have a maximum of 10. But this year we have 8. We have American Sniper, which wasn't even nominated at the Golden Globes, maybe because it's a touchy subject to the war in Iraq. But it got in here for the Oscars for Best Picture nomination. We also have Birdman, which is a movie I loved. I thought it got snubbed at the Globes when Grand Budapest beat it, but expect that to be a potential contender here for Best Picture. Boyhood, which is the favorite, it won Best Drama at the Globes. That's in here. The Grand Budapest Hotel, which could be a little bit of a dark horse. I don't see it winning, but it got in here. The Imitation Game, a great movie with Benedict Cumberbatch. Selma, the story of Martin Luther King's 1965 voting rights march. Okay. A great movie. Glad to see that get in here. The Theory of Everything, Stephen Hawking's story. And Whiplash, the Sundance champ.
That one is not familiar to me, but what about The Judge? That's not in there?
The Judge didn't make Best Picture, but Robert Duvall did get nominated for Supporting Actor, which Mike Moss called this months ago, ladies and gentlemen. We've been geeking out over The Judge. But in terms of Best Picture snubs, Nightcrawler. I love Nightcrawler. I thought that should have been in there. Foxcatcher and Gone Girl. Those were on the bubble and didn't make it.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised with Gone Girl.
Yeah, I know. Such a phenomenon.
How about the best? So the best actor.
Best actor. Steve Carell got in there for Foxcatcher. It was a little more of a supporting role, but he got in there for this. Bradley Cooper. That's kind of the surprise for American Sniper. That movie comes out tomorrow. We'll have a review. But so another nomination is Bradley Cooper's third. Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game.
He was great. So good.
Oh my God, he could win. Michael Keaton, I think, also is a favorite. This is the comeback story of the year for Birdman. And then Eddie Redmayne is also, you can't rule him out because he won the Globe for best drama performance. So.
And what about for actresses?
For actress, we have Marion Cotillard, Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything, Julianne Moore for Still Alice. She's the favorite. Yeah. That movie also comes out tomorrow. Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. So there's your Gone Girl there. Yeah. She was so unforgettable and creepy. And Reese Witherspoon for Wild, who was also great. Amy Adams got snubbed. She won the Globe for Best Comedy and didn't get in there.
I love her. How could they snub her?
Oh, I know. And then on the actor side, David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King, didn't get in there. There'll be some pushback on that. Mm-hmm. And Jake Gyllenhaal also for Nightcrawler. I thought he might get in there for actor as well, but all in all, great group here, and it's exciting to see how it's going to work out.
Yeah, what are you doing right now? This very moment.
This very moment, I'm talking to you, but right after this very moment, I'm going to head over to WTOP.com, click the entertainment page. Yeah. We're going to have a live chat on there. You can ask me any questions you have about the nominees, and I'll shoot a message right back to you. Tell me what you thought got snubbed, the big surprises, who you think will win. We'll have a grand time of it.
Good stuff. A grand time.
A grand time.
It fits for the Grand Budapest Hotel, my friend. Thanks, Jason Fraley.
Thank you, Jason. Guys.